Georgia Supreme Court Leo Frank Appeals Documents 1913-1914 page 1671 slide. Visible translated text is as follows. Kate Allen testified by affidavit as follows. I am the wife of Aaron Allen. I now live at number 9 Piedmont Avenue. I am personally acquainted with Jake Jacobs, a man who runs a pawn shop at 120 Decatur Street, Atlanta, Georgia. I personally know that my husband, Aaron Allen, has been pawning things with Jacobs at 120 Decatur Street, Atlanta, Georgia, for about 2 or 3 years. Sometime about 6 months or more ago, I have forgotten the exact time, Allen left Atlanta. He was sick in Indianapolis and wrote me he wanted to come home. I lost the letter that he wrote me. Sometime about March 29th, I will not be certain about the date, but probably a month or 2 months ago, I took this letter and showed it to Jake Jacobs at 120 Decatur Street and told him I wanted to make some arrangements to get some money to bring Allen home. Jacobs told me that he would bring him home. I didn't have to pay him any money, and I didn't have to pawn anything. I didn't ask him how he was going to bring him home or why, but I stated to him that if he brought Allen home, I would see that he got his pay. I did not know anything more about the matter until I saw Allen on last Friday, April 24th, at about 12 o'clock. Aaron Allen testified by affidavit as follows. I am making this affidavit for use on the hearing of the extraordinary motion for new trial of Leo M. Frank. I am a Negro, having been born in Alabama. I lived in Atlanta, Georgia, off and on for the last 19 years. I have done some work as a detective for the police officials of the city of Atlanta and am well known to Chief Lanford, Mr. Harry Scott, the Pinkerton man, and Mr. John Black, city detective, put me soon after Mary Fagan was murdered into the cell with Newt Lee and instructed me to do all I could to find out who murdered Mary Fagan. They wanted to know what Newt Lee knew and told me that if Newt Lee was guilty, they wanted to know it. They said to be mighty particular about everything I did or said because they wanted nothing but the truth and didn't want to swear anybody's life away.